This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. Helen Flynn joins me. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Helen, you have been out on numerous listing appointments with our listeners. And tell us a little bit about some of the experiences you're having, not just with the houses that are going to contract, but also those folks who are getting ready. Share with us what's happening.
Right. That I love to go out and see people as they're doing this planning. And a couple people recently, they called me out to see their house and get some ideas of what they should and shouldn't do. And we got all finished and we sat down in the living room and the lady said, "I'm so glad I had you come out now and didn't wait until the house was perfect, because it's saving us a whole lot of money. And now it's something that's manageable." And I thought to myself, I really need to share that with Eric's listeners, because I think we all have that sense of, well, if I'm going to have a realtor out and they see all kinds of homes, then my home has to be picture perfect or HGTV perfect. And it really doesn't. We know that people don't live the way houses show when they're on the market. And if we can save you some money, it's well worth the time and effort. With the inventory being as low as it is lately, you may not need to do all the things that you're thinking maybe you should do. Or maybe there's something that you've lived with for 30 years and don't even notice, but is something that you should change. So there's a real benefit in calling us out ahead of time. It can be a year or two ahead of time. And then take your time to do the things that you want to do to get ready, keeping an eye on the market.
This is always good advice that you have to give us. Thank you. And that's that whole concept of timing trumps condition is so relevant in the current environment that we're in. I love the analogy that we use in our group of the tides at the ocean. When you go to the ocean and the water is coming in because the tide is rising, you're going to get your feet wet. But when the tide is going out, well, you could wait a whole day or half a day before the water is going to come back to you. Every year, there's a cycle where the greatest demand for the lowest amount of inventory occurs, usually right after the beginning of the year. So please listen to what Helen is saying. Have Helen come out. Have me. Have one of our team members come out to your home in Maryland, D.C. or Virginia, even though you think, I don't want them to see it the way that it is now. Okay? We don't judge you based upon how your house is or the condition of it or the way you live. Our goal is to give you the best advice where you can get yourself ready in the right amount of time. Let timing and condition meet at the right point. And when they don't, let the timing speak louder than the condition. We'll sell the house in today's environment. Call us today at 800-900-9104, our toll-free number here across the DMV for the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. And Helen Flynn, thank you for that. What else do you got?
Well, today in the market, it has shifted just a little bit in the last few weeks, and the market has slowed. We're not having the crowds of people that we were having. And another observation is that we can suggest a list price. Better yet, we suggest a range where that list price might fall. And given a difference of 3 weeks, it could be different. That list price is not set in stone. It's the best view at this time, but often we may be going a little higher, expecting the market to go a little higher. And then sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the demand isn't there and it's a little bit lower. So sometimes I see people get stuck on a particular price or a price that they had in mind from what they saw from a postcard that came through the neighborhood. And it's hard to not be disappointed when that isn't reality. And that's where really looking at the comps and talking with your agent can help you get to a clearer picture of reality. And then the true picture is what the buyer is willing to pay.
Helen, we just took over a listing in Alexandria, and the listing in this case was with another brokerage. Guy listens to the show and he hired another company, one of these discount type brokers, hybrid, whatever they are, kind of things, which just means they charge you less and they do less, period. Right. I mean, that's the end of the day. You get what you pay for. Warren Buffett, price is what you pay. Value is what you get, depending upon there's no free lunch here. You decide you're going to pay someone a cheap amount of money, you get a cheap amount of results as a result of it. And I think the owner of the house recognized that, called me, said, look, you know, I knew better. I just was trying to save some money and I felt like maybe I could just get it done. It seemed like the market's super hot. And he's got a great and desirable place. But ultimately, the agent didn't tell him the truth up front that the price that he thought he should try to get was the wrong price. And having a doctor or nurse or, you know, whatever, come into the examining room and say, you need to cut cholesterol out of your diet or you're going to have a problem, is what we all need when we're facing that reality. And then have a doctor come in and say, well, you know, your cholesterol is high, but go ahead and keep eating cheese. That's not going to help you. When it comes to real estate, you want agents who will tell you the truth about what you need to do with pricing, timing, and condition. And we do see a lot of that, Helen. We see a lot of, I don't know, just over-promising and under-delivery by other real estate agents. Not that we're perfect, right, Helen?
No, absolutely not. But the other misconception out there is that someone who farms a particular neighborhood or lives in a particular neighborhood is the best choice for selling in that neighborhood. And that's not necessarily so. It may have been years ago when the multiple listing was not as extensive as it is. But I really believe that agents that work a number of neighborhoods, a number of areas, come better equipped to sell your house because they know what the buyers are doing out there. The buyers are coming from all over and they have a better sense of how to present your house to the widest number of buyers. And that's ultimately what you want.
Right. You want the better you tell the story, the better you sell the story. If you disseminate information across a plethora of channels, whether it's inbound, outbound channels, whether it's marketing through social media or using the multiple listing service or a variety of websites such as Zillow, and one of the things we're doing now is giving 3D tours on all of our listings. So you just put a home on the market in Burke, Virginia. Tell us about that house, Helen.
Oh, that house is wonderful. It is a split-level home, and it has had some very unique features added to it that you don't find in the cookie-cutter split-level home, like a bathroom with the heated floors and lighting that goes on automatically, a tile floor in a master bedroom that you don't expect, but it really is perfectly suited to that house. Just some unusual touches that make you walk in and say, ah, this is a little different. I like this.
Nice. You want to check it out? Go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information. Well, we're about to wrap up. I want to invite you, as you're listening today, to contact us at 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information on our services. We're going to have a Thanksgiving meal, all of us, somewhere this week, right? We're all going to probably just, maybe it's a turkey sandwich, maybe it's a Big Bird, who knows what, or maybe it's going to be vegan, right? Who knows? But we're all going to express gratitude. We chatted a little bit about that earlier. We'll chat about it again next week. Be sure to join me as we discuss thankfulness right here on The Eric Stewart Show. Well, that's a wrap. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
The Beacon Newspaper's first virtual 50-plus expo, now live at beacon50expo.com, takes place on an easy-to-use, specially designed website offering free access to speakers on a variety of health and financial topics, 24 classes including exercise, meditation, cooking, and more, entertainers ranging from comedians and singers to Broadway and classical music, plus nearly 100 government agencies, nonprofits, and businesses offering services and products for older adults. So that you'll have time to enjoy and absorb all this information, the expo site will remain available free of charge 24/7 through January 2021. Valuable door prizes are awarded to visitors every week throughout the period. Take a minute now on your home computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone to see what we're offering at beacon50expo.com. That's beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N, 50expo.com. And come back again and again to enjoy the speakers, classes, entertainers, and informative exhibits. Again, that's beacon50expo.com, sponsored by Maplewood Park Place of Bethesda and the Maryland Department of Aging.